Blog Talk Radio.
Today we also are discussing the topic of hair loss, and we have with us someone who has been courageously fighting hair loss, and her name is Mary T. And Mary, we want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network today.
Thank you. Glad to be a part. Thank you very much.
Now let's just jump in, Mary. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I've been living in California for the past 40 plus years. I'm originally from Arkansas. I started dealing with hair loss though in California probably about 10, 12 years ago.
Well, tell us about that. So when you say you were dealing with hair loss, tell us what you mean.
Well, at first I got something like, it was almost like a pimple in the top of my head. As I was combing my hair, I really didn't think anything about it. And it was really sore. And then it was there and then it would go away. And then it didn't bother me for a while. My hair, I didn't notice any changes in my hair or anything of that sort. And then it seemed to occur every 2 or 3 months and then more often. So finally, I start seeing hair loss. I went to the doctors. The doctor, you know, did a diagnosis of me. He had me come back several times. And then he also had me come back several months with a pool of doctors from the Sacramento, Los Angeles area, and I believe he had a couple of doctors from some parts of Texas, too. I felt like I was on display because they was all kind of looking at my scalp, took hair samples to look under the microscope. They also looked at my scalp under the microscope. And it took them, you know, a few weeks to come back to me with the diagnosis that I had alopecia areata. And they gave me a little bit of information about that, indicated that it could be from straightening comb when I was using straightening comb, which I really didn't use very much, but they said it could be from straightening combs and from perms, a combination. My type hair loss is the, I kind of have a male baldness. It started off real thin and now in the very top, I really kind of have no hair, and it's gotten very thin around the edges. So I kind of got a little depressed, discouraged. So at one point, I just shaved it all off to kind of see what would happen. The edges came back, you know, but the top where it had came, where I lost the hair, did not come back. I was also instructed by a hairdresser at the time that was taking care of my hair to use Nioxin shampoo and conditioner, and that was supposed to be really good. But I think it was good from what I understand if the hair loss wasn't as severe as mine. And, of course, I mean, it felt good to the scalp, but it really did not bring any of my hair back, do anything. That point, I start using wraps and different things for the hair because I was very uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable with wigs and wraps, but it got to the point that I lost so much hair. I went to a place that specialized in cancer and alopecia patients to look at wigs, and then they introduced me to some wigs that was soft to the touch of the skin versus, you know, really some of the wigs are really sticky, kind of stick to your skin and real itchy. So I started wearing those, and I got a little bit more comfortable. And I'm comfortable with them, but it would be nice if I had hair, but I don't think that that's going to happen at this point because it's been so long and I keep losing hair. Once in a while now, the pimples will come back, not that often, maybe once every 2 or 3 months or so. I may get that, and it's very sensitive for me to touch my head or comb it. I still shampoo my hair, condition it every other day because I work out and I sweat a lot. So I still want to make sure
we want to let everybody know that you're still being treated, correct? Like, this is ongoing treatment for you.
Yes, it is, but nothing is happening really.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest-running hair and beauty radio show.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Around me, 'cause you never Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us again. You guys know her. She's been out there for quite a few years and doing it big time. We're talking about the one and only Miss Camille Friend. Let me just say, Academy Award nominee, Miss Camille Friend. Good morning and welcome back. Welcome back to the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you for having me. And thank you to all your viewers. I so much appreciate having this forum because this is about us. And that's, you know,
exactly.
I love talking to hairstylists. Yeah.
Yes. Well, let me tell you something. We appreciate having you here. Especially, I remember the first time you got you when you were on our show, and you shared so much behind the scenes that, you know, and I heard so much feedback from it. I just wanted to pass that along to you. Just outstanding. Okay. So, and thank you for being so forthright. Because a lot of folks,
no problem. I was just going to say, you know, there's so much, you know, I want to call it mystique about, like, what is entertainment?
Exactly.
What is it like to do, you know, hair and makeup behind the scenes? And for me, I just like people to have the truth and know the truth. So, you know, as they enter this profession, they can do it to the best of their ability. So that's why I just like to tell people really what it is.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's talk about what it is, okay? Let's go back
let's
a little
talk
bit.
About
you
it.
Have, yes, you've been a part of some of the biggest blockbuster movies out there. But I got to say, what was one of the early forays into the entertainment side that maybe wasn't as huge as some of these big blockbusters that you've been part of. So did you start on some of the lower budget movies? How did all that come into, you know, the Janelle and these huge movies? Huge!
We all start from somewhere, and for me, I started in TV. So the first show that I worked on was Third Rock from the Sun, and from
I love that show. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my.
People loved that show.
Yeah.
So that's
where
I started. So I started in Third Rock, and I really learned a lot, and I really had a great mentor on that show. Her name was Pixie Schwartz. And I was new in the business, and she really took me under her wing and really taught me about what TV was and how, like, the pace of TV. And so I learned a lot from her. And then after that, another wonderful woman, her name is Irma Kent. That's when she picked me up and she started showing me, like, what movies look like. So, you know, along the way, I've had so many people help me along in my journey, and I want people to know, like, it is about those people who help you. And, you know, and that's why I do what I do now. That's why I like mentoring and doing what I do, because I'm now in the position to help people.
Exactly. Well, you definitely have been doing that. And just setting just an amazing example out there for folks who are trying to get into this part of the business. But, you know, the start at Third Rock, that's high. That's amazing. You know, and I still watch it to this day. I mean, I really do. I still love that show.
Oh.
So awesome. Yeah. Now, speaking of which, so what's the difference? Is there a huge difference between working in hairstyling for a TV project versus one of these big movies?
I think the pace is different. So I'm going to say, too, and the business has changed. So I'll just take you back. So, like, when I was doing Third Rock from the Sun, that's what we called a three-camera sitcom. You know,
right,
basically,
right. Yeah.
They rehearsed for a couple days, and you had one evening to shoot. So,
you know,
it was much more of a faster-paced scenario. Where now, I'm going to say, in TV is what we call more episodic, where episodic is really close to, like, shooting a film. So when you're doing a episodical, you know, TV show, it's pretty much like shooting a film. Like, you know, you basically one episode, they shoot them anywhere from, you know, like some projects that are smaller, some that are bigger. You know, they can take a week or 2 weeks to shoot one episode. So that is much more of what I call a pace of like what we do in movies, which is, you know, it's a slower pace than television, but you know, television and films are kind of really have matched each other on how they're shot and the style that they're shot and the money that is spent on both mediums.
Wow. And I heard you mention about the wonderful folks who took you under their wing and kind of helped you along with all of that. So got to talk a little bit about that kind of advice that you pass along with your mentoring. I know that you do a lot of the mentoring out there and helping folks along with, you know, that they may be just entering the business. So so share with us, tell us a little bit about those experiences, because that I find that incredible. And it's kind of surprising. I didn't expect that, you know, to find that the folks would be so forthcoming in that. I think that's amazing. I'm happy to hear it. I'm very happy to hear that, you know, that folks help you along a little bit and you're doing that with others out there. And we kind of probably need that to kind of translate back over to, you know, to the salons and so forth. You guys know out there. So I think this is, so, okay, all right. Well, Camille, go ahead. Please comment.
I just want to speak to this, Carrie. So I feel like, you know, helping people get into the business or even the people who are in the business, I call it very much an inside job in the sense of, you know, it's for us who are on the inside to make the changes. So if it's more education, if it's more diversity, if it's more inclusion, that's something where it all starts in the inside and we have to help each other. And, you know, like that's why especially like my introductory class, I call it, which is the Blueprint for Beginners. That's something that I did that class because people would come to me all the time. How do I get in the union? What is it like? So I was like, well, I'm going to make a class on what it is to get into the union. How do you get into the union? What are the unions? How to have your resume and portfolio? All of those things in that class are going to help you get to, I call it day one, where you're working in or on a movie or a television show. It's prepping you so when you go in that first day, you have a good insight on what you should be doing. And, you know, and it's all not foreign to you, because if you come the first day on set and it's foreign to you, you're like a deer in headlights and you're like, oh, no, I don't know what I'm doing. And then you could be making mistakes. But if you have the knowledge, when the first day that you come to set, it can be a beautiful day, and then you can grow as a person and evolve.
I love it. Now, you know, folks going to want to know how to take the class, but we're going to have to share all of that or direct everybody.
Of course. I mean, and it's very, very simple. It's hairscholars.com, and you can go on there, and we have all our classes. And, I mean, Carrie, I'm actually excited to announce we are getting ready to, in July, we are getting ready to start also, we're going to have our practical classes, and the first classes I'm going to put out are like are my wig classes. So I'm really going to show people how we do wigs in the industry. Now I'm going to say it again, yes. In the industry, not how we do it on Instagram, not how we do it on YouTube. I'm talking about how we do it for major
women. Well, listen, the last time I think when we had you here, Camille, you had mentioned about 300 wigs for, I think, a project or so. I thought I'd fall out. Incredible. Incredible. Yes. Now, you work with the hair team. So tell us a little bit about that, because that's, you know, a lot of us couldn't fathom, you know, working with so many different items and, you know, the huge quantity that you work with.
Well, you know, it's all a matter of I have always have a great staff. Like, I'm only as good as my staff. So the people who I hire who come in to help us, you know, we all there as a team, you know, the hair department, they have to be great people and understand. And a big part of it is being organized. So, you know, if you have 300 wigs, you know, they have to be, like, we'd like to catalog them. We'd like to organize them. We take pictures of them. So, you know, when you say 300 wigs, it sounds like a lot. But in a movie, if you're having, like, you know, if you're having a scene, like, I'm just going to say in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. So we have the Talikaneel, who are all the Mayan people. So then we had wigs for all of them. And then we had, you know, wigs for the different tribes. You know, we have wigs for the Jabaris. We have wigs for the Kingsguards. We have wigs for, you know, everybody. So that's how you end up with such large numbers because, you know, all these different looks require wigs. So that's how you get into the big numbers. And you just have to stay organized and take a lot of pictures and catalog and just be on top of it.
Wow. Well, we are just so impressed. And the world is too. I have to say, you've been nominated for an Academy Award. We have got to talk about that. Absolutely, Ms. Camille Flynn. Yes, yes, yes. So let's go back to that. Oh, go ahead. Please, jump right on in.
No, I was going to say, you know, Carrie, this is, and I want people to understand this, that, you know, this nomination has been really great, but I want to just let people know this. Like, I've been close to the Oscar nomination 3 times before this.
Wow.
You know, so it was something that I was at home when they didn't call my name. And so everything that I learned from those experiences that got me to this one that made a difference. So you know what I'm saying? So, you know, God prepares you for these things. It doesn't always happen on the first time, the second time. Sometimes it takes the third time. So, you know, I had to be patient. And I didn't allow that I didn't get nominated before to dilute me in any way. It just made me push harder to continue to do work that I knew was good. And I know when the time was right that I'd be recognized. So here we are.
Absolutely. Well, we just love, first of all, just the fact of being nominated. I know that's what everybody says. But I feel that it's so true. I really do. I think that it is extraordinary. To me, you've won. You know,
Listen, Carrie, I feel
know,
the same way.
Yeah.
I feel like I won. Like, I'm being serious. There was never a day after being nominated that I was disappointed. Like, absolutely not. Every day I felt like it was a gift. I still feel like it's the gift that keeps giving, and it's like, I'm being serious, like, I don't really care that I didn't win, like, I really had such a good time, and it was everything that I wanted or I ever thought it was going to be, and it was just, you know, I had such a great supportive team, so it was a beautiful time for me.
Absolutely, and Camille, they always put in front of your name, Academy Award nominee, Camille, for, you know, so that's there. You know, which is incredible. Yes. And that is incredible. So and let me just also say this. We are immensely proud of you. We are immensely proud of you. There are no words to express just what this means and how much you represent everybody in the hair community of color. So thank you so much for all that you're doing here. Okay,
oh,
I just want to make sure that that's clear.
No, thank you
now,
so much, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, you know, we've got to talk about The Little Mermaid. We absolutely have to talk about The Little Mermaid. the current project that's out there. So please, you know, there's been a lot of chatter online. We'll talk a little bit about that. But first, I want to just kind of get into what the experience was like working on The Little Mermaid and how might that have been different than, you know, Wakanda Forever?
Well, I think it just was a totally different type of movie. And then, you know, I was called in to really to explore the look of Ariel and do it with, you know, with Halle Bailey, just to go in with fresh eyes and see how can we make this work? How can we use her locks? How can we reimagine this? So, you know, I really always thank God that I can be a steward of, I'll just call it, of these movies where they're cultural. And, you know, and to take a culture or take a character and to reimagine it is something that I really feel like it's an honor to do that. So to work with Halle and to work with her natural hair and in order to transform her into this beautiful mermaid, it was just something that it was beautiful. And initially when I went in, I was just going in to design her look. I didn't know that I was going to totally get involved. But then after meeting her, I was like, you know what? I really got to get my hands in this and do it. And after meeting, you know, Ron Marshall, the director, and Disney, it was something I was like, I wanted to really get involved and be a part of it.
Absolutely. And like I was just saying, she seems so down to earth. We've caught her in a couple of interviews, and she just seems incredible to have worked with. But everybody, you know, it seems like you work with, like, the top echelon of the folks out there making these big movies. And so, the experiences seem like what it looks like and translates on camera, that, you know, everybody's having fun and, you know, and that's the way it looks and seems like to us. So
most of the time everybody's having fun. I mean, I think people always come in on these kind of projects. They come in ready to work. You know what I'm saying? The collective energy is what propels these movies and drive these movies.
I see. Wow. Well, let me tell you. First of all, folks, if you are just tuning in, if you're just joining us, you're listening to an all-new edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I am so excited to welcome back this incredibly accomplished, wonderful industry leader out there. We're talking to the one and only Miss Camille Friend. You guys know she's been just doing big, big things out there with The Little Mermaid, of course, and Black Panther movies, The Wakanda Forever, just on top of so many other projects. I've got to say, we've heard a lot of wonderful things about the hair. We really have. For The Little Mermaid and this whole, like you said, a reimagining, if you will. So I've heard nothing but positive takes on it. So now, do you ever read any of this online and see, you know, do you ever read any of the comments and all that kind of stuff, or do you kind of, are you one to say, no, I don't want to see it?
I see it all. I see the comments. You know, and let me tell you something. I have to be careful because sometimes I want to get in my feelings about some of the comments. Sometimes I can be a bad girl, Carrie. Sometimes when people comment that I know, I will call them on the DM and call them to the carpet because I'm like, if you say this about me, don't think I'm not going to say something back to you. I have a right. You know, sometimes people get behind the keyboard and they get bold and they get, you know, they're
right.
Like, oh, they think they're big and bad. But if you're going to say something about me and I'm going to see it, I'm going to say something back to you because I feel I have that right. So I try not to get into it with people, and most of it, I let it go. And, you know, I had from this, you know, Little Mermaid thing, I mean, there was also people, you know, who say nasty things to you or racially, you know, slurs or things like that on my Instagram. And I always say things to them like, you know what, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
And they don't know how to
exactly.
take that. You know,
well,
you,
no,
know you can
they,
kill them with kindness. It's
exactly.
just, you know, but, you know, people, everybody has their opinions. But I will tell people, you can't come on my page and do it because I will delete it. And I might say something back to you.
So see, that I you know, I just, first of all, pay them no attention. Those are the folks who usually, like you said, the only courage they know is to hide behind a keyboard or whatever they call it these days. You know, so don't, you know, you're doing the right thing and don't even focus on those folks. But I know they would be quite surprised to see a response from you, Camille.
They would be quite surprised. Like sometimes, in fact, I had a little situation with somebody that I knew, and I had to type them a little email and say, no, you can't talk about it like that. And I just decided I was going to speak up for myself because I didn't think it was right, and I didn't. So, you know, and they didn't necessarily maybe like what I said, but I don't really care. I just don't think sometimes it's right, especially if you know me, that you like that you think you're going to speak to me like that. That's, I'm not having that. So.
Well, you know what? I will tell you, and talking with everybody out there, I think what it is that because we, you know, we just love everything that you guys are doing. And folks just think that they're almost thinking that you're not human almost, you know? So, and we got to remind folks that you are a human being with feelings. And, and just because you have all the talent in the world doesn't mean you don't have feelings now. So we just want to remind folks.
You know how so, in that one song, Erykah Badu says, you know, I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. And that's
the truth. I'm sensitive to that. Oh, yes, we love Miss Erykah. Yes, we do.
Yes, we
Camille, do. I just have to say, we just love all that you're doing and working with these incredible folks out there. And so now I know you have some other projects and things that you're working on that I tried to dig up. I tried to look. I said, I'm going to have to ask her, what else might you be able to share? A lot of times, you know, we get the artists on, they can't really say too many things in advance. But is there anything that you can share that you can drop a little nugget today on the Hair Radio Morning Show for the fans?
You know what I can tell you? Like, I just finished up the piano lesson. So I was in Atlanta doing the piano lesson with Sam Jackson. So that was really beautiful. And it was, you know, it was a whole Denzel Washington family production. So, you know, Denzel was the producer, and it was done for Netflix. He was our executive producer, and Todd Black. Mm. And then we had his son, Malcolm. Malcolm Washington was the director. You have his daughter, Katia Williams, Katia Washington, who we're also friends. Katia was a producer, his daughter. She is a lovely, beautiful, smart woman.
Wow.
And then you had John David, who also was an actor in the production of The Piano Lesson, which they took it from Broadway and brought it, you know, to film. So that was a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to, you know, to explore that play and really do something, you know, that I haven't done in a while, like definitely that is a play, but taking it to film. So that was really, really, we had a really great time doing that. So that was really beautiful. And
I'm
you know, August Wilson, his words are just still so vibrant to this day. And his, you know, the family dynamics, they haven't changed since when he wrote Piano Lesson. So it was a great opportunity to be a part of, you know, that sort of, you know, project.
Now, I got to say, Camille, as you're describing this, I'm thinking you're like forging a career path that I don't think existed before. I really don't. So how does that feel? Or do you realize that you really truly are leading, you know, the path on this? And this is incredible. It's not a career that
really
I expect anybody else to do.
I'll be honest. Like, I don't really think about it in that terms because I feel like I have so much to still do. So I don't even think about it. But, you know, I just want to always, like I say, I want to forge ahead because, you know, it's past, like we want to break through those glass ceilings, but, you know, but the sky is the limit. And so I just keep pushing myself. So everybody from behind me, so I can take your hand and your hand and your hand and help pull you up, because it shouldn't be one or two of us as Black women who are doing, you know, movies and doing big budget. We should have 15, 20, 100 Black people who are in hair and makeup who are doing, you know, $100 million movies and more. So we have to elevate not only what we do, our skill levels, and just elevate ourselves as people to play on that field.
Well, it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing. So we are so proud. I couldn't say any more. Believe me, we're very, very proud of all that you're accomplishing. So listen, I know you've told us a little bit about this, the piano lesson, but is, you know, yes, I was about to say, well, what's next? But it sounds like that is what's next. So I just want to say
thank you. I think that's the next thing I technically have coming up. That's the next thing. I have something that I'm starting to work on, which I can't talk about yet. But
I knew that. Well, you know what? But
yeah,
you know, you're
have
this is your
really
home.
Cool. I can't talk about it yet.
No. But that's
some
okay.
Other cool things coming.
Good. So, well, you know, this is your home. I call it your hair home. So you're always.
It.
Yes, you come back here. You can, you know, test out things. We're always so excited. And I'm heading out to California in a few months. Probably I'm trying to plot it out now. So we'll be doing some stuff out there. So I'm going to check in with your folks so we can get you some
Please
kind of way.
Yes.
Yeah, I will. Because, you know, we're going to continue this. And like I said, we always want you to come back here and whatever it is that you're working on, you know, please let us know. And we're going
to
just share and tell everybody. Now, I do want to say, just so that you're aware, we're putting in everything you're across all of our platforms. So we're so excited from being a wonderful guest editor and sharing some of the things that you're working on with our amazing readers of Afrolock Magazine. So I'm going to go ahead and put that out there.
Yes.
And of course, everything that you're doing on the Hair Radio Morning Show and so forth and so on. And we love your team, by the way. We love it. We got to shout out Kara, everybody that you're working with.
Yes.
So
Kara
awesome
and
job.
Everybody at EBCOM and my manager,
yes.
Alicia DeAnda, like, you know, it behind me is a great team. And that they make it seem all easy. And they do. They make my life and help me so much, and they just keep me going. So I'm really blessed to have great people to help me, definitely.
Wow. Well, listen, you're doing what you got to do and just doing an amazing job. Miss Camille Friend, everybody. So, all right, we'll check in with you soon, Camille. Thank you so much for being
okay.
with us. We appreciate
Thank you
it.
So much.
Awesome
all
job.
All right, Carrie. Thank you. Have
all
a great
right.
day.
Talk to you soon. You too.
Bye-bye.
Right.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making Black progress. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Looking back at the year 2023 at Hair Radio, I'm Carrie Hines. Now, for the last several years, at about this time during the year, we've been looking back over the year's highlights and, in some cases, the lowlights. Does the names Will and Jada seem to come to mind? Well, that's what we're doing today, from pop culture and news items to memorable moments and incredible guests that really made an indelible mark on the Hair Radio Morning Show, across our platforms, and you, our fans. When I look back each year, I'm thinking about many broadcasts. Did we air, really? About how many? It's always an unbelievable amount of live three-hour programs that we put on. I believe for the year before, we did about 125 live shows, and in 2023, of course, we'll hover about the same. We started the year on Sunday, January 1st, 2023. It was our very first live three-hour show. It was program number 801. That was show number 801. That's how long ago this really was, on January 1st. Now, also, we must mention our live nighttime New Year's Eve special, kind of like Dick Clark style that we created. We brought the new year in right here live on our airwaves with so many folks tuned in being part of this special event. Now we're going to do the same thing, God willing, on December 31st of 2023. And we're looking forward to it. And the celebration continues over into 2024. But first, now, we reached an amazing milestone, a broadcast milestone, that is, in 2023, hitting 900 episodes of our live three-hour Hair Radio Morning Show. We had a special on-air celebration, and we're right back the next day with producing show number 901. So I must give a special shout-out to my amazing co-stars. You know them both well, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Now, we've been a broadcast family for several years, and there's no sign of slowing down. We are a moving train. Folks may not realize what really goes into creating a dynamic live three-hour show that airs around the world Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock each morning, and that's, again, live from New York City. Some of our super fans are in places like Africa, Canada, Australia, Europe, Asia, and of course across the United States of America. It's where our show spans across several time zones and connects the on-air cast, as we are all, it sounds like we're sitting together with you in your home each morning. That's the benefit of technology. So yes, there's a positive side to all of the changes with technology these days. Now let us also thank the folks at Rugged Evolution Beard Care and so many of our other advertisers who really helped us along the way to get the show on in 2023. Now, as everyone knows, January is always a big month for us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're also thinking about this. Now, this is with special celebrations for Dr. King, making and breaking our resolutions, to celebrating our own annual birthday of being on the Blog Talk Network. So January is huge. The daily version of the Hair Radio Morning Show, again, started on January 5th of 2015. So it's soon to be about our ninth birthday, and in 2025, we'll be celebrating the 10th celebration on Blog Talk. So just the morning version of the broadcast. Again, the Hair Radio Show originally started in 1995. So we really celebrate the success of our program really every day. Now, speaking of milestones, we are working on closing in on 1,000 episodes on Blog Talk, and that's of this airing. So making us the reigning, longest-running hair and beauty radio talk show in the history of broadcasting. So we are super excited. We've been a home for over 3,000 guests and countless conversations on everything from hair and beauty tips to health and wellness to entertainment and more. What were some of your favorite or not so favorite stories that you couldn't escape from on television in 2023? I think that's the void that the Hair Radio Morning Show really fills. Now, we're able to have a morning chat about positive, uplifting, funny, and sometimes poignant talk that we can actually relate to in our community right here. So like you, I've turned off the fear-based early morning TV newscast designed to scare up ratings and, in most cases, huge lack of diversity on camera. So I'm not happy with that, and I don't think you are either. So that's why our show is so critical. I think as we close out 2023, here are my top three news stories that many of you probably share. So I'm going to count them down from three to number one. So at number three, the Crown Act. So again, just to remind you guys out there, many states during the last several years have been passing these laws that prohibits employers and the like from discriminating against persons of color hair. And as you guys out there feel probably the same, it's awfully sad that we need to actually have laws in place to protect our community about our hair. I mean, what more can I say? My belief, again, my mantra, weaves out natural hair in. Let's wear our own hair and be proud. Number two. Oh, here we go. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. And one of the biggest spillovers of the last couple of years, the fallout from the Academy Awards with Chris Rock as host being slapped on stage and again live, seen on television around the globe. Now, we've seen and heard from Will and Chris Rock as they both have addressed the issue. And, of course, a very memorable and incredible recounting by none other than author and, according to her, own vague declaration as an alopecia sufferer and Tupac devotee, Miss Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, I have a feeling we're just really getting to the beginning of their family drama. Happy for us, right? So my number one choice for news stories in 2023 was, of course, AI. Artificial intelligence. Now, they've scared up the bejesus out of us with unending TV news stories that's really about the rise of the robots and downfall of mankind. They've warned us about our jobs, our privacy, and the Armageddon with deep fakes and so much more. These big tech companies who have developed this AI technology have possibly not taken into account the huge potential dangers of all of this. Their own attitudes have been, let's kind of see where this takes us first, without really, I believe, on the impact of us all. So we're talking about a society that right now, half of which are in a cult. And we're trusting these folks will adhere to good judgment with this new, these new technological advances. Oh boy. 2023 and the Hair Radio Morning Show was all about programming. First, let's tip our hats to the amazing work of Michael Hopkins and the Bed Talk Radio Show. The weekly program continues to be a fierce force of veterans advocacy, helping to navigate disabled veterans compensation. Now, Michael Hopkins puts it on out there. He really does. And also, want to kind of give a shout-out to, a very special shout-out to, and thank you to Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. She is also our chief special on-air contributor who has helped to put together a big chunk of our specialty programming. Quite often when you hear some of these special presentations, they're headed up by none other than Mary Reed Johnson. So we want to just tip our hat to the incredible work. Now, some of our amazing special programs at the Hair Radio Morning Show have included hours and hours of talk about hair loss and also continuing the 2022 news items by similar stories by the ones created by the NIH. Remember that they had mentioned that the potential on cancer risk, we should say, for women in our community using the chemical straighteners. And again, it's affected Black women at a higher rate. Well, in 2023, now the federal agencies are looking at the chemicals of hair products. Really? And identifying those ingredients they deem are unhealthy. Conversely, we have also talked a lot about healthy hair care and great natural products like Carapi from right here at Hair Radio and our team. Now, 2023 saw the release of Carapi's Moisture 100 and our amazing leave-in condition, of course, selling out at every opportunity. Check with us if you have any interest in ordering. Now, shouting out our two top Carapi distributors of 2023, of course, VTR Distributors, headed up by Michael Hopkins, and Royalty Distribution with Nicole Marie. So great job. 2023 also saw the release, or should I say the return, sorry about that, of Hair Radio Live on Stage in March, of course. And it was in New York City at the incredible and historical Gene Franco Theater. Now, it was a great day of friends and live infotainment and presentations at this very picturesque locale. And we saw many folks travel to New York City to be part of this, and pretty sure you did too. It was really a once-in-a-lifetime event, and we thank you. 2023, we also saw the planning of our cruise trip, which is set to sail to the Bahamas in the year 2024. So it's really my personal favorite. Probably the book, the audio book. Let me just take a moment to talk about that. And this is How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. Now, we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the book, which has been updated and turned into an audio book that I am actually not talking. It's a wonderful, wonderful book that is voiced by voice artist David Kelly. So you've got to get it. Now, again, before we move along, we've been working on this for so long. We really have been. So please, now, community. What can we say about community? When we talk about the great community involvement that continues to shine outward from Hair Radio, we have got to talk about Mr. Michael Hopkins, who became an accredited claims agent. Really, that is recognized by the Veterans Administration. And he continues to help the veterans, as we mentioned, with their disability claims. Also, the Hair Radio Morning Show, my co-host, you guys know again, Nicole Marie, and her elected position she has continued, of course, down to help her community in Water Valley, Mississippi. She is always making a difference. And let me also mention, you can catch Nicole Marie's Hope of the Day on our live broadcast and doing the 3-hour show mid-program in our host chat. Now, 2023 for me has been an incredible year. And in the way of community, I, Carrie Hines, am a New York City public official and part of a board, a community board that represents a constituency of over 200,000 persons. And I'm so proud. I've already been selected to serve on several committees within that board. That, again, makes all the difference with my civic efforts. And you should be making civic strides of your own. Now, speaking of community and hair and beauty, so where they intersect, I just wanted to mention, I was very excited to really head to the biggest hair and beauty show in the country. It was the International Beauty Show, and we're talking about that's held at the Jacob Javits Center at the early part of the year, and it was just fabulous. I had already interviewed the incredible lady who runs the entire event each year, and so it was great to speak with Liz and to see how great they treated us, really. Nicole Marie, my co-host, joined me right here in New York City, so it was great at the Jacob Javits Center, and we had such a great time. I'm looking forward to the next one. Now, here are a few of our other noteworthy accomplishments in 2023. Afrolog Magazine, the Salon TV Network, the new AfrologMagazine.com website, our 24/7 Afrolog Radio and Podcast Network, and so much more. Now, our beautiful covers of Afrolog Magazine were all the rage, very, very popular, and we are continuing to do great things with new oncoming releases. The Salon TV Network is a private digital platform that is beautiful to watch and plays right on your television set, in your shop, or in your home. So once licensed, you get to choose where you'd like it to be displayed. And we are so happy to help you with that. Now, what makes this so very special is that it can include a commercial advertisement that promotes your business and is accessible for viewing by all of our licensors from around the world. Now, as always, I have to say, in our year-end look back, and as we go to air at this time, we kind of must take a moment. It's our memoriam section, really, as we bid a fond farewell to those lives who have touched us so deeply and will always be remembered for their uniqueness, talent, and commitment to excellence. This list includes folks like Tina Turner, Lisa Marie Presley, Sinead O'Connor, Paul Rubens, Tony Bennett, David Crosby, Raquel Welch, Cindy Williams, Harry Belafonte, Jimmy Buffett, Jim Brown, Suzanne Summers, Richard Roundtree, Matthew Perry, Piper Laurie, Randolph Isley, Senator Dianne Feinstein, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, game show host Bob Barker, and several other actors like Lance Kerwin, Alan Arkin, Treat Williams, Lisa Loring, of course, Robert Blake, Richard Belzer, Adam Rich, Lance Reddick,
and Richard Moe as of this airing. One of my favorite guests, of course, of 2023. Now, again, I loved everybody who dropped by our broadcast studio. But I think my really, really big standout guest was for the first time in a three-decade career, really, of recognizing, or even having, I should say, an Academy Award nominee on our show during the Academy Awards season. And we're talking about none other than superstar hairstylist who has worked on so many movies, of course, Miss Camille Friend. And we had a chance to chat a couple times during 2023, and I just loved it because the interviews were terrific, and we didn't know at the time whether she would win or not win an Oscar for her incredible work on Wakanda Forever. She went, of course, on to work on movies with Denzel Washington, The Little Mermaid, and so many other things. But no, she did not win just yet. I'm sure that's going to happen in the road down the road to come. But she did appear on a recent issue of Afrolock magazine, and it was in an all new exclusive article that was quite organic. And I think that it was a big first for Hair Radio. So that Camille was really my biggest get of 2023. And I have to say how incredible and great, folks. And we shout her out this morning right here on the show. Now, here's to another incredible year. And we're talking about 2023 and onward to 2024 and beyond. So we just want to say thank you, and may all of your dreams come true, like ours. And remember, what was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today. Thank you.
Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything, the beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to, I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth. And
Khadija, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to today's broadcast. So excited to have you with us.
Good morning, good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. Okay, so this is the big rollout, Afrolock Magazine. I have to say, folks have been, it's superseded anything we could have ever dreamt of, really. I want the folks to kind of get to know a little bit about one of our biggest parts of this whole project, and that is Khadija. You've been a writer. You've been out there in the hair game. What can you tell us about Afrolock Magazine and your participation?
Oh, wow. Well, Afrolock Magazine, like you said, I'm so excited for its launch. I'm so excited for people to, get a hold of these issues that we've been working on. We're going to be talking about Black culture, the complexities and the diversities that come along with it. And it's just time that we start having conversations around these things about Black hair, our community, fashion, all those things. You know, it's just time that we start having real, honest conversations about those things, and I'm excited.
Absolutely. Now, I want folks to know you started out, you've been writing for a while, and you're based out of where? Just what area are you in here in the country?
Oh, I'm based out of Philadelphia.
Oh, my home. Okay. Yeah. Yes. How awesome is that? Okay. Yeah. That's my original home where I was born. So, yeah. And, first of all, it's great to have you with us. Now, what are some of the things that we want to be the takeaway for Afrolox Magazine? That's kind of different than what's out there already that you've seen.
Our tagline is that, you know, we have the game on lock, basically. Afro, when we say Afro, we're not referring to the hair. We're actually referring to, you know, black and the culture, black culture. And so I just want people to know that, you know, we're making progress in the black community. We want to share positive stories. We want to give insight on hair care. And we just want to stay relevant in the community. You know, like I said, our culture is so complex, and it's not.
Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Wednesday morning. It's November 8th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our broadcast show number 915. That's show number 915. And we are so excited to have you guys with us. Let me first bring to the line during our mid-show. Of course, you guys know her. We talked about her in the first hour. None other than Queen of the Morning. What could I say? Nicole Malie, good morning.
Good morning. And happy
I don't think
mission.
There are any other adjectives I can add. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
We're doing great. Yeah. Well, first of all, let me just say officially, it's so nice to be back live. It is.
Yeah.
We miss you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened? Yeah. From time to time.
Miss you as well.
Yes, thank you. Well, technology is what sometimes gets in the way. And I always want to remind folks, this is not easy. I think you guys heard during a segment or two that I did earlier on looking back at 2023. It's not easy to do this. It's not. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of preparation, and a lot of focus, and certainly a lot of money.
Right.
Put that
Can't leave
there.
That out.
Can't leave that out. So we need your support. We need your support. You've got to support us if you want us to be here. You know, we cannot be of that mindset where we're just constantly taking, and not pouring into. I don't know how folks can sleep like that, but I'm glad we're not any of that. So it's lots going on these days, my goodness.
There is.
I really don't know where to begin, but I think we gave you a nice breakdown of everything so far this year.
Yeah.
If you tuned
in
to
the
first
countdown.
Hour.
Yes. Countdown
really?
Of the year.
So tell
yes.
me, what did you hear this morning, Nicole Marie?
Well, first off, I heard one of my favorite guests, Miss Camille Friend, and I always love Camille. I love her energy
from Wakanda
and
Forever.
Her focus, dedication, and just her, you know, what she stands for. I just love it. And then we went to kind of like the year in review. And just so many, some things I didn't forget about it because, you know, we went through so many things, though, and it's like, oh, my goodness, yes, I remember this. Yes, I remember that. And it's just
wow.
Amazing. I just love it.
Well, I didn't bore
love
you
it.
Guys.
We've accomplished so much.
Of my boy.
Oh, we just accomplished so much, Gary. It's just amazing.
We did. We did. And there's a lot more to come. I've got big announcements.
Exactly.
That you don't
exactly.
know anything about, folks. If you think we've already done amazing things, you just
they
don't
do.
Know what's ahead. Yes, they do. I'm so grateful to everybody for really recognizing that. And yeah, so the one thing I can say is that they believe in what we're doing. We've been doing it for a while with over 3,000 guests, countless shows, you know, appearances. There's so much going on. I really don't know where to begin. I just want to remind everybody, I will be making an in-person live special appearance, which I don't usually do, but I'll be at Mark David Potter, who should be on the show. He should be our guest. He's the man behind this event that's happening on Sunday, November 26, 2023, right here in Brooklyn, New York, which is where I'm located. So Mark David Carter is the organizer. He'll be on our show tomorrow between 8 and 9 Eastern. So I'll be making an appearance to head up a panel. Yeah, I'm going to do some kind of panel talk. Some folks are going to join me out there. So if you're in the New York area, come out. Again, that's Thanksgiving weekend. I'll be there. Kyle Knight is coming to perform, our friend Kyle Knight, who's a friend of the show. Siobhan, so she's going to be coming. She's in the area. And also, and I think I have a couple other folks I'm going to try to bring on over there, and I think we're going to have a good time. So Mark has been on the show many times. Like I say, he'll be on tomorrow. Tune in between 8 and 9. Of course, you'll find out all the details about the event. Again, it's right here in Brooklyn, New York at the Sheraton Hotel in downtown Brooklyn. So I'm looking forward to it. It's about 25 minutes from our studio right here.
Awesome.
And so got that on the way. The Salon TV Network, which I'm so excited. I'm not going to say much more than that, but we are really, adding new content on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Now, I have the Salon TV Network here in my office. You have the Salon TV Network, Nicole Marie, down in Water Valley, Mississippi. Tell us about it.
Yes, at home. Well, let me tell you, the Salon TV Network, amazing. I remember when I first turned it on, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, it gave me a welcome for royalty distribution. It was just, bright and colorful. The picture is so crisp and vibrant. It's just amazing. And I've just enjoyed watching movies, advertising, just interviews. It's just amazing, Carrie. And I love it.
I realize that I can created our own private network.
Right.
That is not just something on social media. We have our own private TV network.
It is a network.
We are allocating folks for their own TV shows. Now,
right.
Who in the world do you know who's done that? Really?
Just us.
so we're going in big on all of this. And so I'm so proud. I love the Salon TV Network. Let me see what's playing over there now. Yeah, we've got the Salon TV Network, which let me just tell you a little bit more about it so you have some idea. I love it. Nicole Marie can watch our – oh, I love this. This is the gentleman on talking about Afrolock Magazine. That's what I'm watching now. Switched my TV over to the Salon TV Network. And I just love it. It's on all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I just love it. So if you're interested in having it on your Salon TV or your home TV or wherever, you can do so. We license you the ability to
to play the network around the clock.
Right.
So just reach out to us, and we'll let you know all the details. I love it. So it's in several states right now, and it's growing. So we're just doing our thing. And by the way, the Salon TV Network reaches around the world. It's not just in New York and in my Philly and that kind of, it's everywhere. So just want to get that on out there. So yeah, we've got some good stuff going, and happy about that. Now, next week we're going to load in a whole bunch of new music. We've got a whole lot of folks who are coming to the show. Yeah, I'm super, super hyped. Plus, I've got a lot of big news and just, what can I say? Just big, big things going on. You know,
always something going on.
Yeah.
All right.
I love that. Always something going on. Okay. Michael Hopkins, who's the host of Ed Talk, you've heard me talk about him this morning. He'll be rolling in about 5 or 6 minutes or so. Michael kind of rides on through the rest of the broadcast, which we're real excited because this week, it's a very special week. You guys know that Saturday is Veterans Day. This Saturday on November 11th is Veterans Day of 2023. So we are so, so excited. We're going to talk to Michael about that and so many other things. So I just cannot wait to have that kind
wonderful
of discussion with him.
Looking forward to Michael. We love our
veterans. Yeah, the Vet Talk Radio Show, just a reminder, airs Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And then in the days to come, we have huge announcements about Vet Talk Radio. You're not going to want to go anywhere. So this is going to be huge. Yeah. One other big announcement. You see how much we had bottled up inside the Comarie?
Yeah.
There's always something going on.
We have so many announcements. Yes.
Yes, and I have more. I've got more, folks. Here's what else is going on. Just got to make sure that folks are aware. Let me just put that down a little bit. I'm real happy about this. Let me see. Over at our 24-hour, I have to make the distinction. I think it's the right word. I have to make the distinction between our 3-hour show and our 24-hour network. Two separate platforms, everybody. As you know, this is our 3-hour live show that, again, airs 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central Time. However, we're on right now on a totally different platform 24 hours a day.
Right.
Yes, we have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week network that plays around the clock. And let me just tell you how beautiful. This is what I say. After we go off here on our 3-hour live show at 9 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time, or 8 o'clock, like where Nicole Marie is in Central Time, I encourage you guys to go over to our 24-hour network. And you can just go. It's so easy. It plays all the time. You just hit an arrow at afrolockmagazine.com. And again, Afrolock is spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. So afrolockmagazine.com. There's a big arrow to play or listen to our radio network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, what I love about this is that coming up today, on this Wednesday morning, after our 3-hour show goes off, go over to our website at afrolockmagazine.com, click on the play button at the top, and you can listen around the clock to our Afrolock Radio. And again, it's a podcast network, so it's really cool. So coming up today at about, I believe about 9, a little after 9 o'clock this morning, East Coast time. So we're talking about 9:03 this morning, if you're in New York, at 9:03. So we're off here at 9 o'clock. And then switch on over at www.afrolockmagazine.com and hit the play button. We have show number 618 playing with Dr. Ragland. It's a replay. You're going to love it. That talk is included in that. Yeah, 12. We've got your interview with Charles Hughes. And then coming up at about 12:30, we have show number 900, which was our celebration show in case you missed it.
We have a full lineup today over at the 24-hour network. And let me just,
you don't want to miss that.
Not at all. And if you really want to support the Vet Talk Radio Show or catch a little glimpse of it, I've put on 5 broadcasts that are going to start about 6:45 this evening and go all the way till about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So please tune in. It's a special. It's our way to say thank you to the veterans. If you are a veteran, tune in. If you know a veteran, tell them. It's tonight, again, right on our 24-hour radio network. See, we have a 24-hour TV network, and we also have a 24-hour radio network, and we have a 3-hour radio show. So we just wanted to kind of make that stuff clear out there.
All the bases covered, Carrie.
We got everything. Okay, I got it all out. Now, Nicole Marie, yes, well, listen, you really help us each day to kind of give that daily boost or burst of inspiration, I call it. By the way, do you like my British accent now? Listen, folks let me know, Carrie, why do you sound like that today? But I'm so excited about this. I really am, which is just beyond words. You give us our hope of the day. And if today's your first time tuning in and you have no idea what we're talking about, Nicole Marie, if they don't know, why don't you fill them in on why hope of the day is so important to us and what it's all about?
I certainly will, Carrie. Thank you. Well, first of all, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what each and every one of us may be going through, have gone through, there is always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. And it's so very, very important because it gives our lives meaning and something to focus on and to hold on to. So, like you said, Carrie, each and every day I give an inspirational way from a book that is by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope. And I share the hope of today for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, just to give your day a boost, something for you to hold on to. So the hope of the day for today is travel. Explore and learn about your suburb, your town, your country, your world. Keep your sense of adventure alive. Broaden your horizons, your knowledge, your interest. Back to you, Kim.
Yes. Wow. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie. I love that. What Patrick Lindsay, I believe, is saying in his book, High Hopes, is all about exploring the world, but, you know, starting with the man in the mirror, so to speak. And
exactly.
I believe that, yeah, and I believe that that adds to your education of the world. It reminds me, I started in my, actually as a teenager, traveling 3,000 miles out to California, my first airline flight, and then becoming a flight attendant and literally crisscrossing the world.
Right.
I just have to tell you, the education that I received from going to China and to Paris and Spain and England and all over, and speaking with so many different individuals and learning. It's a way that you get educated.
Right.
So I encourage everybody. Yes, Patrick had it right. Travel, travel, travel. Don't worry about the money.
Yeah,
the money
so
will
important.
Replace itself. Go, 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 yeah. go, go. That's what I say. What about you, Nicole Marie?
Yes, I agree, Carrie. This is so very important. I remember as a child growing up, we traveled, you know, my parents exposed us to just so many different places, so many things. You learn so much about people. You meet new people, different cultures, and it really enhances your thought process and your education as you grow up. And I try to do the same thing with my children as well, and it is so crucial because as an educator, I meet so many children that haven't been out of this area here. Their parents haven't taken them anywhere.
And it's like, oh, that's such a shame, because it just broadens just your knowledge of people, of places, and just so many different things. So it
wow.
is key. Travel, travel,
yeah.
travel.
Go. Okay,
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see how Michael Hopkins weighs in on this. Michael, again, is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. He comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Of course, Nicole Marie, great job with
that. Oh, yes.
Great job with our
great
host of the day.
Job.
Oh, Michael, you're there. Officially, happy mid-show to you.
Good
and good morning.
Happy mid-show,
Michael.
Carrie and Nicole Marie. Happy mid-show. And that was,
yeah.
wow, wow, Carrie. Wow, Nicole Marie, travel. And Nicole Marie, you're absolutely right. There are so many people that haven't traveled outside of where they live, which is,
right.
is I call it, it's like a crime against humanity, because there's so much, there's just so much out there that you need to
yeah.
educate yourself. That what can I say? You need to educate yourself. Travel is the best thing to do. Go see other cultures. Go see other
yeah.
people. Places.
Experience different food.
Yep. yep. I mean, it's just, yeah. How about that? It just
it's
makes
almost
sense.
Like it seems like it's a no-brainer, right? Now, Michael
oh, yeah.
Hopkins, yeah, now tell us, did it help in your process? Because you were a young man in the military. And so you went out and did your travel. Did that provide an education to you?
Okay. I mean, it just, when you go to Europe, and that's where I went. I was in Germany, the Federal Republic of Germany. And one of the things, I'm a history buff. You know, being
right.
in the military, history buff with military. And when you actually go to a country and you learn about the history of that country, and because you're there. There's nothing like being in Germany and then you realize how close France is, how close England is. And you begin to understand why they had the conflicts that they had, the wars that they're so close to each other. And it's always that tension thing that was always going on. And then when you look at like World War II, I learned so much more about World War II actually being in the country where it was fought than I did watching the History Channel. I
well,
stayed in
course.
A World War II barracks. Yeah.
There,
you know,
you can see and absorb.
Right. Literally drove down the
yeah.
Autobahn, stayed in a barracks.
Wow.
That was the World War II
yeah.
barracks. And I got to meet actual people.
Well, Michael, I've got to say, this is what this is all about. So this is why we're getting into this. Listen, we're going to take a little bit of a music break. When we come back, we'll kind of pick up a little bit on this conversation, but I want to talk to you about the big holiday coming up on Saturday. So just hold,
oh, yeah.
just hold everything, folks. Stay with us, right, Nicole Marie? We're going to get
right.
into
oh,
that.
Yeah.
We've got a lot more to get into this morning. We're happy to be back on live. We are here.
Oh, yeah.
It's about 7:30 in the morning. If you're on the East Coast, 6:30 for Central Time, folks, of course, it's Wednesday morning, November 8th of 2023. I'm chatting with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. That music break. We'll be back more with Vet Talk Talk coming up.
Yes.
Stay with us.
you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
It is my true honor to bring back to the show for the very first time this year and for a while, Dr. Ganoush Naskol. Ganoush, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Carrie. It's so great to be back with you.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I have to, I've got to first go back to, like, the last time you were here. I mean, it's been years, Dr. Ganoush. But I've got to tell everybody, we love having you here. There's so much that's going on. And when you, in the times that you've been on the show, you've helped to plant a seed and just kind of help to usher in community, you know, staying on top of what's happening in our community. Your organization, I should say, is what has helped to foster that. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of the work you and your colleagues are doing at the Sentencing Project.
Thank you. Really appreciate that, and I really appreciate your bringing our work onto your program and helping to increase public education about these issues.
Absolutely, and that's kind of where I want to jump on in, education on some of these issues. And particularly first, let's just start at the beginning. For folks who may not recall, there may be a few of them out there, not many, I'm sure. We have a lot of fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, but can you just remind everybody, what exactly is the Sentencing Project? Let's start there.
Sure. We're a research and advocacy organization based in Washington, D.C., and we focus on the criminal legal system. Our goal is to create a system that is more fair and effective, and that means reducing racial disparities in terms of who's impacted by incarceration and community supervision, addressing gender inequality, and making sure that incarceration is used as a last resort and for as limited amount of time as is necessary. And so we're trying to scale back the number of people that are incarcerated and tackle racial disparities. Those are our big goals. And we produce our own reports. We help to get people acquainted with academic research that's being done and research that's being produced by the government. And we also do a lot of advocacy work, partnering with advocacy organizations at the state and local level, as well as at the federal level, to try to translate the research that we're familiar with and producing into reform.
Now, Dr. Ganoush, there seems to me in recent times, especially since we last talked on air, and it just, you know, I have to first get your opinion about things. When you see a lot of the dynamics that are going on politically and otherwise, I mean, it looked like we were kind of heading this direction when you were on the show, say, 5 years ago. But is any of it a surprise to you? And then we're going to jump on into this report. But is any of this where we've landed a surprise to Dr. Ganoush?
Well, since I've spoken with you last, we've been going through this pandemic. And I must say, my expectation going into the pandemic was that there would be a much more willingness on the part of policymakers to finally put into practice what we know, and especially given the fact that so many people are exposed to coronavirus behind bars and are an especially vulnerable population, often in rural areas. So, you know, during this time, we've seen a reduction in the number of people in jails and prisons across the country, a bigger reduction than we've seen in other years, in particular because states and localities have been reluctant to send people behind bars. But what surprised me during this most recent period has been that that reduction hasn't been even more, you know, but, you know, there hasn't been an even more significant realization that so many of these people that we have incarcerated, and in particular, people that are serving very long sentences and that are older, that are especially at medical risk if they contract COVID, that have served substantial amount of time and are unlikely to be a public safety risk now because they're middle-aged or elderly.
I'm
surprised and disappointed that more of those people didn't get released during the pandemic. But I want to make sure that your listeners know that right now, in some ways, you know, we're seeing a continuation of the progress that has happened in terms of criminal justice reform. Things are not at their worst right now compared to when the prison population in the United States reached its peak level in 2009. So things are starting to climb down in terms of numbers and the overall impact of the criminal justice system, but that pace of progress has been much slower than we'd like to see.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest-running hair and beauty radio show.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. It's Two Thumbs Up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Oh, we know, Carrie. We're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So and when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be all right. No, it's never going to be all right. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You do. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree. And I think it's trusting, Carrie, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Well, my target audience is going to be 50-plus. I am a woman of 50-plus, and I want to be able to have a platform for women 50-plus to be able to feel that they can recreate themselves. It's like almost a rediscovery. And a lot of times, too often, I hear women 50-plus say, I just want to retire, I'm tired, it's over for me, and I want to change that type of mindset to, and not really change the mindset, but just add to that by letting them know there's so many things they still can do at 50-plus, and all it takes is just having a platform of women coming together and sharing different perspectives, and I think that that is going to open the door for women 50-plus to know that there's so much more to us.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. We are back live. It is Wednesday morning. It's November 8th of 2023. It's our broadcast show number 915. Again, show number 915 as we march towards our 1,000th show. So we're super, super excited to have you guys with us. There's a lot more to get into. I'm going to see if I can bring Michael Hopkins back to the line this morning. Michael, we've got so much going on the show.
Wow.
Again,
we do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great to have folks with us out there. About 7:49, if I'm looking at this correctly, 7:49 this morning. Right now in New York, 6:49 for folks in Central Time Zone. So we took a little, had to get on a couple little announcements and things like that. I just love Dr. Ganoush, who was on, you heard a little clip from her, from a program called The Sentencing Project. Dr. Ganoush pays attention to the irregularities in our criminal justice system that seems to, by and large, there's a huge disparity between folks who go to prison in our community and those who are not in our community. So she kind of visits the show, and I hadn't realized at the time that she hadn't been on in like 5 years. We've been here. Let me just, you know, folks, again, a lot of folks are tuning in today. They've never tuned in before. I just want to make sure that this is clear. We've been out here for what, about 10 years, almost coming up on 10 years on Blog Talk alone. But the show, the Hair Radio Show, has been out since 1995. Yeah, so we've been out. We've been doing this. We have our own archives. We got our own archives. We don't have to go to other, but we can go right on back to our own archives and listen to what was happening at that time in the world. And so I love what we've been able to put together with the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, we're the longest running broadcast on hair and beauty talk and community in the world, period, in the history of broadcasting. So I'm super proud of that. And Michael, it's so nice to chat with you. I want to talk about
you
this
too.
Week. Yeah, so Saturday, it's all about the veterans. And do you have Yes, and let me just say this officially. Veterans Day is this coming Saturday of 2023, so it's November 11th. And I'm so excited. And again, Michael, you help disabled veterans. You really speak, and you are an advocate for these folks. I want you to first to tell everybody what the Vet Talk radio show is all about.
Wow, Vet Talk radio show. What is it all about? It is all about helping veterans, the advocates of veterans, families of veterans, and just anyone that's interested in learning more about veterans and what we go through when we have disabilities. That's what the show is about. It's an educational show. We do our very best, Kerry Hines, to educate people that may not know about veterans or what they go through or how to advocate for them to get services and get monetarily paid for things that happen to them while in the military. That's what we do here
and
on
Vet
Talk.
You don't have to be a vet to be a veteran in order to tune into the broadcast or to hear what you're talking about.
No, you don't, Kerry. And I love how you put that. I really do. Because a lot of people think, oh, well, that's for veterans. It doesn't apply to me. But it does.
Right.
Many people know veterans. They see veterans every day. They work with veterans. They are veterans in their families. They may be married to a veteran.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are married to veterans, but they really don't understand veterans. They really don't. Sometimes, Kerry, what has happened, they married a veteran after the veteran's military service. So the spouse was never with the veteran during the times that they were in the military. So there's a disconnect there. Many times I find that as a veteran, there's a big disconnect. And a lot of times it's a frustrating process for a person that's married to a veteran, Kerry. It's a frustrating process. Because a lot of times they do not understand what their spouse is going through, especially trying to access the VA, either the health care system or the claims and compensation system. They don't really understand. They think it's a simple process. And I hear it all the time as an accredited claims agent, Kerry. Or ACA,
yes,
as you call
just
it.
Just to remind everybody, I mean, Michael, they may not realize that you are what I call an ACA, but literally the Veterans Administration, which are the biggest folks of our government that advocate, of course, on behalf of veterans, that's what they're there for. And you to be given literally this charge. I mean, you, not everybody can be an accredited claims agent, and you are Michael
Very
Hopkins.
Much so.
So talk about the recent celebration within the last year. You became an ACA, an accredited claims agent, which you literally help. What that means, folks out there, is that Michael can help the veterans to navigate their completion of claims so that they can be awarded additional compensation for their disabilities. So that's how you can understand what he does and why his show has become a big hit. And you, my friend, are in your third season right here our network. So,
very much so, Kerry.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
And it's so exciting. Thank you. Michael, I just want to let folks know, I don't know if you heard us earlier, Nicole and I were chatting about this with all the fans. We're running a special Vet Talk marathon that starts tonight, this evening, on this Wednesday. Over at our 24-hour network. And so we want to remind folks, go to www.vettalk.com Afrolock. And that's with a K on the end. Afrolock. A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. Afrolockmagazine.com. And there's a big old arrow at the top. You just click on that, and it'll start playing the 24-hour radio network, day in and day out. Now, tonight, right now what's over there playing is some of our recent episodes and all of that, and interviews and so forth. But coming up at your – coming up at 9 o'clock, of course, we've got those recent episodes. But tonight, at about 6:45, 7 o'clock, you are going to take center stage, my friend, on behalf of the vets. We have about 5 or 6 episodes, some of the fan favorite episodes of the Vet Talk Radio Show that will be airing back to back. So if you're a fan of Vet Talk Radio or would like to find out what it's about, you don't have to wait till Tuesday morning at 8:30 to hear it here on our morning Hair Radio broadcast. You can just listen tonight on our 24-hour network. Remember, we have two different platforms. One is Blog Talk Radio. The other is our own Hair Radio 24-hour network. So, Michael, what do you say about this celebration and recognition on behalf of the veterans that's kicking off tonight?
Wow, Carrie, I am just blown completely away. I heard it this morning when you and Nicole Marie were talking, and it just caught me. I had to stop in my tracks, going like, wow. And this is something that listening back to the shows, you know, fan favorites, there's just so much information there, Carrie. There's so much information, great information about the claims process. What do you do? And anyone can follow it because I break it down and I make it simple. I keep it very simple. A lot of people complicate the claims and pension process, Carrie. They really do.
Well, Michael, we're not going to give it away, but we've got a huge announcement for Vet Talk fans.
Oh,
so
no, we can't give that away,
yeah,
Carrie.
This Friday, we should be able to make some big announcements. And
I'm so excited.
Yes.
Oh, so
your
am
show
I,
will
Carrie.
Never be thought of the same again.
Nope.
Which
oh,
is a
no.
good show, but it's just growing exponentially.
Big,
so we're going to spill the beans on all that. Michael, I got to say, so listen, we got to talk about Veterans Day. So let's get into a little bit of that conversation. But first, before we do that, why don't we take, we got to pay the bills. So why don't we take a little brief commercial break? And when we come back, Michael, again, let's kind of give everybody the skinny on what Veterans Day is all about. And this has got to be a special week for you. And we want to find out what your plans are and how you'll celebrate the holiday, and we'll take it from there. But I'm super excited. So 8 o'clock to 9 is our spotlight hour, and we'll be a little bit chat more with Michael and so much more coming up. And I think I have one of our classic interviews just to say thank you to some of the folks, and we'll talk a little bit more in terms of what's out there. Michael, what do you say about that?
Oh, yeah. Ready to rock and roll with Veterans Day, Carrie, huh? Oh, yeah.
All right. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Hi. I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years.
It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13 and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. At 15 when it all broke off. 18 and I went all natural. February 2002 I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that hey, I am not my hair. No, no, I am not my hair, I am not the skin, I am the soul that lives within.
What's she doing to her hair?
I don't know, it looks crazy. I like it. Might do that.
I wouldn't go that far.
Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh, on national television, diamond eyes are sparkling, bald headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like hey, hey, hey,
I am not my hair,
I am not this skin,
I am not your expectations, no.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I am so excited to, of course, have our amazing hair folks on from right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to reintroduce Keisha McAllister, all the way from out in Fairfield, California, along with our long
stalwart participant here at Hair Radio. We're talking about, you guys have heard her commercial right here, Siobhan Desir, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So great to have you guys join us. And let me just say, Keisha, you have your wonderful Lavender Beauty shop out in the West Coast. So I just want to make sure I mention that. Welcome, guys. Hello. And I think this is your first time meeting through the radio. So
yes,
welcome.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Both of you is awesome. So listen, I want to jump right on in. Keisha, we've done this before where we have Ask a Hairstylist. And we've done some of those segments. And Siobhan, you've heard this. And we chat a bunch off the air about these things. So this is going to be quite fun today. And I had some folks who kind of suggested some questions for us. And I'm going to read them.
Okay.
The first one is from Bessie. Bessie is in Detroit. And she says, I just moved from Houston, Texas to Michigan. I used to tip my hairstylist and the shampoo girl. This is what she writes. The new shop, she says, this is the new shop. The hairstylist is the owner. Whom should I tip and why? Okay, so if the hairstylist is the owner, I guess is her question. Should she tip the owner or slash hairstylist, or does that matter? You know, how do you feel about that? Keisha, we'll start with you, I guess, all the way from California. So what do you say? How do you feel about tipping and all of that?
Well, I mean, tipping is, I guess, as tipping does. You do have some clients who are grateful every single time they sit in your chair and they tip you. But then sometimes you just have people who will keep coming back. And I'm grateful for the repeat client. You know, if they keep coming back and they send referrals and, you know, next thing you know, you're doing three generations of a family, then I'm okay with that because they just keep
Right.
Even if they don't tip, they keep coming back. Right. Because they give me another person. And that person is coming. You know, really. And it means that I'm doing a good service. And it means that they trust me and they're telling, you know, their family. So I'm grateful either way, honestly. As the owner hairstylist.
Right. Exactly. You are an owner hairstylist. And this is the thing that I wanted to really delve into. Tipping has come up over the years here at this broadcast. We've talked about it endlessly on many episodes. And Siobhan, I don't know if you remember this, but we did a tipping guide. Do you remember that from Hair Radio years and years ago?
Oh, my goodness, time ago, yes.
Yes, we had a little card with an actual tipping guide on the other side. And we used to pass out those tipping guide cards as if they were needed. They weren't so much needed, I guess. But people, maybe, I don't know, people have always wondered. See, you guys are on the professional side. But I think people have been curious. I've always wondered about that, too. So it's nice to have you guys kind of weigh on in about this. Now, Siobhan, how do you feel about the whole subject of tipping? You're both on different coasts, so it might even suggest that, you know, things can be regional a little differently, but how do you feel about it across the board? Do you have a certain perspective on it?
Honestly, I think anytime you're dealing with any type of service industry, when someone's doing the service, I think it's good to give a tip. Understanding we're in a, you know, different time now where, you know, it's not easy for everyone.
It's not, right.
So, you know, just to tag upon what Keisha stated, you know, sometimes just that repeat client is tip enough and the referrals, you know. So, so, you know, we're really going through a different time now. So, but I think anytime you get a service, you know, it's great to tip or show some, and tip doesn't necessarily have to be monetary, you know, just a token of appreciation is good.
Wow. How nice.
That's very true.
Wow. Well, okay. Next question. And Siobhan, I'm throwing this at you. It's from Rob in Minneapolis. And he writes here, let me see, hold it, let me see if I can understand what he wrote here. Okay, yeah, he writes that, let's see, he's a hairstylist. Okay, he's a professional, that's what he said. So here, how do I stop my clients from canceling appointments at the last minute? Wow, that's a big one. Siobhan, what did you say? Well, first of all, have you experienced this, Siobhan, this year?
Oh, absolutely. It happens. It's part of business. But what happens, what happens as a salon owner or a stylist or what have you, you have a certain amount of hours that you're doing per week for here, you know? A good practice is to figure out your dollar or your hourly average for that and estimate the amount of services you're doing in that time. From a business standpoint, then it's good to kind of gauge what your minimum hourly rate is and put your price in to put that in there so it can cover those cancellations. Now, if you're able to operate with minimum or no cancellations, you might be able to watch your cost and maintain, you know, productivity within your salon. So there is a formula involved in that, you know, just to keeping prices low is part of not having many cancellations. But if it becomes cumbersome where you're getting a lot of cancellations, there may be a need to, one, either acquire a deposit to maintain, you know, your basic average hourly base pay or, you know, however you're going to do it and so forth, because there's a lot involved. That's a slot, you know, when you have people waiting to get in there to sit in your chair and you're giving that time to someone, and they're calling last minute and they can't come, then, you know, that's something that you definitely have to find a way to pivot around.
And that's the thing that kind of really gets me, because I can relate even though I'm not doing hair, okay? But I can certainly relate, because when I've scheduled time, then that's time I've literally taken away from my schedule and my calendar in which I could be earning more. But I hear what you're saying about, you know, kind of figuring that versus the ones who do show. But, you know, I just have to say, how difficult is it for people to have a little bit of, you know, if you book, things do
honestly,
come up.
Honestly, it's a difficult time again because we're coming through this pandemic. So sometimes it's to no fault of their own. So if you're ill
That's
or you're
true.
Unwell, of course, you know. So some stylists and salons, they're charging what they call a COVID service charge fee or what have you, you know. Because of that, you know, you're going to get cancellations if they're sick, and you don't want them in your chair if they're not well at all.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you know what? You're right. So this, I have to think post-COVID. You're right. That was maybe before I should have felt that way, but now you're right. If they say they can't make it, maybe it's a good thing if they can't. I don't know. Keisha, do you experience that out on the West Coast here? You know, I guess every hairstylist and every service industry person might face this at some point.
You know, now that I work with some older clients, some of them have different medical issues, and things do come up, like last minute, even when they're on their way. They might need to go to the emergency room versus come and sit in my chair. So, and these things have happened. So, and then having had some other things happen myself, I have had to consider things do happen at the last minute. But I also consider from a business standpoint, we've taken this time out, and I have to respect that. And when I'm off schedule, it throws your schedule off. And in turn, you know, now I'm throwing off your day. So I do understand from both standpoints, but I have to learn to consider that anything can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And when I am wrong, you know, then I apologize. And like, okay, I screwed up. Or, you know, something happened or a service went left. You know, things like that also happen behind the chair. You know, so things just happen.
Well, thank you guys for being honest.
Yeah, we had to chuckle a little bit.
I didn't expect so much honesty today.
Oh, I love you guys. No, I'm teasing. You know, I'm just joking here. But listen, if you guys have just joined us, of course we're having fun here. You are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with an all-new segment of Ask a Hairstylist. And today we have our two great hairstylist friends, and they're really part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know Siobhan Desir. She is the charge behind Roots Rock Salon out in West Orange, New Jersey, which is just doing fantastic things. You guys hear the commercial right here. And, of course, Keisha McAllister all the way. And you have such a great name that just rhymes. Keisha McAllister, just nice to say, all the way out in California. And we're talking about Fairfield, California, up north. And so it's great to have you guys. You are literally have the country between you. And real excited. What I love about this is that, because I often thought, I said, well, maybe, you know, things might be a little different as you kind of, you know, regionally. But you guys, I appreciate your feedback this morning. It really kind of drives it on home. Real quick, I have one more. That was, let's see, so I think it's your turn, Keisha, on this. Now, it's, let's see, a new hairstylist. Her name is Tina. Tina is her name, from Boston. Tina from Boston. She writes, she's a new hairstylist, and she loves the hair radio. Of course you do. Thank you. And she says, so she wants to know any advice on doing consultations with her prospective clients, anything you want to share that you can pass along to Tina, who's just starting her career out in Boston, Massachusetts. So, Keisha, do you want to take that?
Okay. Well, Tina, welcome to the hair world. It's going
to
be lots of hours on your feet.
You have to
love it. Yeah, you have to love it. But when it comes to a consultation and prospective clients, I don't take a client without a consultation. Because not only am I trying to feel if we're going to, you know, our energy's out, but I'm also trying to figure out what this person has been doing with her hair, with their hair, or what their expectation is. I'm finding out if they're on any medications, if they have some sort of hereditary. It's just so many things that we need to know, and then also do like a little liability form to say, you know, if something happens, especially if they have medical issues, because that will change the way your hair even takes shampoo sometimes. So
Absolutely. We
have to be mindful of how we work behind the bowl. So I would tell her to ask as many questions as possible, because there's no stupid question, even if you ask it over and over again, because people have different definitions for the way we speak. You know, they might say well, and I might say a pit. You know what I mean? It's different the way we communicate in the form, or just
right.
sitting down and talking to the person. It will really help with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it seems to me, and we've started to do things a little differently over the course of time with regards to these consultations with the infusion of the internet and video conferencing and all of that. So technology, on one hand, could have helped, but it could have also exacerbated it in a sense, by losing that personal touch. But Siobhan Desir, now out at your shop, so out on the East Coast now, over at your shop, your Roots Rock Salon, Siobhan, how do you let me just ask you, would you offer any other advice to this young lady who's just really getting on her way in Boston?
Honestly, consultation is almost just like the foundation of a house. You got to get the information. If someone comes to you and says they want a house built, you don't know what kind of house it is they want. So you got to gather up that information. So the consultation, I think, is most of having a successful service.
Most important. Right?
If you're bypassing the consultation, there's a high probability that you won't be pleased with the end result.
So this is true. I mean, that's something else. I think you are correct there. Yeah, I really appreciate that, guys. And this is important, you know. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, I think the way Keisha put it is it can't get any better. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And I think for most hairstylists coming in, you really rewind this recording and take a good listen to exactly what she said. Yes. It'll save you a lot in the long run.
Awesome. And I appreciate that, too. And this is the thing. Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Absolutely. Okay, well, I just want to say thank you, because taking the time quite often to kind of catch up with our illustrious hairstylists, you both are always so busy, literally, and we just appreciate you taking the time to chat with us right here on the broadcast.
Thank you,
and
thank
yes,
you.
Great
thank
job.
You. Thank you.
Yes,
you stepped away from the chair to come. Thank you.
Yes, great job. Ruth Roxalon out in West Orange, New Jersey. And, of course, Lavender Beauty out in Fairfield area, out in California. So thank you both again for being with us, and we'll see you on the next installment of Ask a Hairstylist right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you, guys. Great job.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
This is definitely a serious, very, very serious matter. And so
yeah,
my
yeah,
question
no
is
doubt.
To you, yes, you know, there seems to be so much upheaval and dissension between the political groups. We have scandals going on, so much that it's just going on in the political arena. So my question
it's
for
bad.
You is, where do we go from here?
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Okay, it is Wednesday morning, November 8th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. Michael comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. I'm up in Brooklyn, New York, and real excited about the show today. I'm just enjoying this. Michael, can you hear us down there?
Oh, very much so. You're coming in loud and clear.
Awesome. I mean, I'm just super excited. It's been a great show. It really has been.
Oh, yeah,
as
it really
march
has.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Real, real happy. Again, tonight for all the Vet Talk fans, 6:45 tonight, Michael's wonderful interview about being named an accredited claims agent plays at 7:03. His first Vet Talk episode that we are replaying will be on until about 10:30 tonight. You'll be listening to Michael. And so you don't want to miss it. It's about 4 hours. It's our Vet Talk marathon tonight, again, starting at 6:45 Eastern, right here on our 24-hour, over at our 24-hour platform. Again, that's different than the 516. Don't call the 516 at that time because you're not going to hear it. You got to go to www.afrolockmagazine.com. And hit the play button at the top. You will be right there. You can listen on a cell phone, on a tablet, on a computer, every which way, or any which way you're going with this. And we're real excited about this. Again, it's tonight, a special Vet Talk marathon in honor of Veterans Day. Again, kicking off tonight, New York time, so it's on the East Coast, 6:45 p.m. If you're in the Central Time Zone, that'll be 5:45.
So it's starting with a special interview that we did with Michael Hopkins on being an accredited claims agent, and then goes into some of probably about five or so of our Vet Talk episodes. So I'm super, super excited to really get this thing going. So we are going to just do gangbusters. Also, a couple of other big announcements. We have special guests joining us on Thursday show and Friday show in our Spotlight Hour. You guys know that's between 8 o'clock in the morning and 9 o'clock right here on our network. So really, really good stuff. Also, next week, big news. We've got so many announcements, as you guys hear every day right here on the broadcast, and we're just doing real big things. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dinner sometime. You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
I just love that rap. All right. Michael Hopkins, are you there? It's Wednesday morning, November 8th of 2023.
Oh, I love that message that she puts out. Every time I hear it, I can just envision what she's saying. I can really see what she's saying.
Yeah.
And it's a valid point that she has there. It's a very valid point.
She's like, I'm good.
You better have an exit plan. And you go to the head show, but now you got to rush back. You're on your feet. And when you know, Carrie, when I listen to that, Carrie, she's talking about health issues that you can have. She's talking about a retirement plan. And she goes so deep into it. And
she does.
If I understand it, Carrie, collect money.
You got to have a plan.
Yep, and I figure if I can understand it, just about anybody should be able to understand what that young lady is talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Really good stuff.
So I have to tell you, I'm loving all of this. I think we're very fortunate what we're doing, and we're doing a good job. I really have to say.
Oh, very
much
so.
And today was a great show. It really was a really special broadcast.
Yeah, very much so, Carrie. And I am looking forward to tonight.
This is going to be great. Now, you don't have to wait till tonight to listen to the 24-Hour Network. It's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I call it our 24/7 radio network for AfroLock. It's all things Black. It's all things cultural. It's all things that it's music, it's a whole lot of everything there, and classic shows, current shows, just Vet Talk Radio, so much that you want to kind of check out. So again, right after we wrap at 9 o'clock, go on over, because this morning, I believe at nine, I'll tell you exactly what time you want to check it out. 9:03 this morning, and you'll hear our classic show number 618. Dr. Raglan was a guest on it, and it's a Vet Talk Radio talk at the end of that. So that comes up at 9:03 this morning. And then at about noon, we have a very special interview with Nicole Marie and Charles Hughes that will air. At about 12:30 this morning, exactly 12:27, you'll hear episode number 900, which is our celebration show play. And then at 3:39, we're going to have episode 797 run. So we got a lot going on today. So I'm super excited. So if you want to know what's going on, there you have a rundown. And in between, we have some songs and all of that. So if you hear music playing in between, do not fret and worry. Just stay on, and a couple minutes later, the shows will be rolled in. But I'm so excited about where we are and what we're doing, Michael. Big things are happening at Hair Radio. What do you say?
Oh, yes. very big things. I'm going with huge things are happening, Carrie Hines. Huge
things. Thank you. Well, you know, it's about hanging in there. And you guys get to see us at our high times. Like I said earlier in the first hour, 2023, there were many, many things to kind of witness. And there were many firsts. We had the Salon TV Network. We had Afrolock Magazine. We had our audio version of my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. And I wanted to kind of talk with you a little bit about my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, Michael. So kind of like a little bit similar to Nicole Marie's Hope of the Day mid-show that you guys listen to. I have a book that's out there on Amazon. It's called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. And it's by me, Carrie Hines, so you can Google it. One of my favorite items that I wrote and included in the book, okay, talks about natural hairstyles versus relaxed hairstyles. Now, you guys have heard all the rage about the chemical straighteners and how it seems to be a higher potential cancer risk and I just wanted to take a moment to kind of review my notes that I initially started back 10 years ago and have updated parts in the book. But here's what I say about natural hairstyles versus relaxed hairstyles. Natural hairstyles versus relaxed hairstyles. Finally, we're having the discussion. This was one of my favorite and popular topics for discussion on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, I was quite excited to hear the lively discussion and the listeners enjoyed the lively debate. We also talked about wearing natural hairstyles to work. It's funny that a lot of the topics that were being discussed back then are still appropriate today. It's amazing that 20 years plus later, and we're still having the very same topic. What do you say, Michael, when you hear this, that all these years later, and the Hair Radio Morning Show, it's like our first day that we hit the airwaves. The same conversations that we are having today, we started that back in the 1990s. But what do you think when you hear that in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business?
Wow. Wow, Carrie. That shows me that you were ahead of the time with this conversation.
Wow.
You were ahead of the time. And you can't touch that. You can't touch that.
Wow. That says a lot, Michael. Thank you for that. And we will have these tidbits kind of like as we kind of go through the show and do little things here and there. And so I'm so excited. And we're going to be talking a lot on the hair side because, Michael, you and Nicole Maria both, you have your own distribution, product, hair product distribution businesses on behalf of Carapy, which is my brand, Carapy, in which you offer the hair products across to whoever wants to buy it. So we'll be talking about all of that and so much more. So stay with us. We've got some wonderful clips today that are airing. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We have a very special guest with us today. She is an author. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Miss Gloria Lee. Gloria, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure to finally get you on our broadcast. Now, I have to just jump right on in. You are the reason we're celebrating the Women of Courage Month all month long. And I like to say this, it's not just this month, but it's every day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we want to start by you telling the folks all about your beautiful books. You've got two, and they're titled Women of Courage. So let's start with book one. Tell us a little bit, what exactly is
Women of Courage all about? Tell us.
I began writing the books because I wanted women to understand how much courage it takes to be a woman. See, our courage is not acknowledged. Men acknowledge their courage. They speak about courage on the battlefield. They speak about courage being a minister. But female courage has never been acknowledged, and that's wrong, and it has been used to enslave women because it does not let women understand the power that they have inside them. And I began writing the books because I wanted women to see other women who have succeeded because they had courage. So I had began to research my mission, actually, when this first started, was to find out why men killed women. So I began researching that. But as I began to research, I began to gather other information, and I began to see that part of the problem was the fact that women did not acknowledge themselves. Women have been told that they're servants, that they're supposed to serve. Correct. That's fine. But they haven't been told that they have a right to be their own person. And because of that, women live desperate lives. They live lives that they hate. They learn to despise themselves. And in turn, they are unhappy. For years, especially between 1920, 1950, women either drank in the basement, they'd have a little sherry every day, and then when tranquilizers became part of the vogue, especially for white women, okay, they began, the white doctors would prescribe them tranquilizers. This was based on the theory that women were hysterical, okay? So this part of their spirit had to be controlled through medication. But actually, what was happening is women were internalizing their anger and their rage because they were forced to live lives that they did not want.
All right. We are back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Mr. Michael Hopkins. Michael comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And I'm Carrie Hines up in Brooklyn, New York. Michael, great to have you with us as we kind of begin our little decline here, our little countdown. We have 14 minutes as we wrap up today's show. And I got to say, Michael, what were some of your favorite parts of today's broadcast? Anything jump out at you? And let's watch
Always one of my favorite people is Camille. Always.
Well, why? Camille Friend, who was in our first hour, she was nominated for an Academy Award. She didn't win, but she talks about the incredible significance of being a nominee for an Oscar. And we had a chance to talk with her on our show. How many people do you know who gets to talk with an Academy Award-nominated person during the Oscar season? I mean, that alone.
It just doesn't happen. And you know, Carrie, one thing that I would like to say is this. She may not have won that big fancy Academy stuff, but you know what she did win? At least the way I look at it. She won a lot of people's hearts. She won a lot of people's hearts, Karen, because she's a for real lady. She's an honest, upfront lady.
She sounds like it is.
Yeah, she does. And to me,
I think you got me beat out there. If you're listening this morning to the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think you got me beat because you go in. Gamil goes in, honey.
I love that piece that you put on. And she went 20 miles deep, not 10. She went 20 miles deep. And she was she was just being real. I appreciate that more, Karen, than if she would have gave us a bunch of, you know, fluff and, well, I hang out with Denzel and his family. She was just, to me, it was like, yeah, okay, it's Denzel, and this is a job. I have a job to do. I wanted to be part of that project. And this is why I'm here. And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that in somebody. I don't care about your fluff and how many celebrities you know and we went to this party. Who cares about that? I just want to see if you're a real person and you got some real things that you're saying.
Well, she is about as real as you're going to get.
As it can get, Carrie. I know it was a bleeper too.
Well, we love Camille. I love our show. I love what the Hair Radio Morning Show represents. And today was our show number 915 on this Wednesday, November 8th, 2023 morning. And so, it's been an amazing show. I'm super, super excited and hyped about it. We're celebrating Veterans Day. I just want to get that out.
But it's just the character of the guests we have on the show. We just have some really high speed, as we would call it in the military, we have some high speed, low drag people that are just they're just the cream of the crop when it comes to guests, Kerry Hines. You can't and a nominee. I mean, how many? You just can't. Everybody doesn't have that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. And then Camille just comes on and, hey, Carrie, how you doing? And so
she lives down the street from you, Carrie. That's your neighbor, Camille, that lives down the street, that bakes the pies. But we have block parties. She's always, you know, telling us some stories about how life is and this Hollywood thing. And she's,
know,
it's no big deal. I like hanging out with you guys instead.
Yeah, she really does. She's just phenomenal. Now, Michael, I just want to remind everybody, I mean, you come in and you kill it with the Vet Talk Radio. And I just want to, again, remind everybody that the Hair Radio Morning Show honors veterans. We salute you for your service. We appreciate and care about your efforts. And we celebrate Veterans Day with you, which will be November 11th, Saturday, November 11th of 2023. Michael, are you doing anything special for Veterans Day?
Oh, yeah, Karen. Oh, yeah, very special things. One of which, there are a lot of, what usually goes on during Veterans Day for veterans, a lot of organizations, a lot of restaurants and shops, they go out of their way, and it's so appreciative, Carrie, they go out of their way to provide veterans with either low-cost meals or free meals for that day, or they even have like a rain check, some of the restaurants, where you can come in, get a rain check. They give you, like from now, the next Veterans Day to take advantage of eating a free meal. I mean, what more can you say, Carrie? I mean,
I'm raising my hand. If I were a vet, I'd be right there.
Oh, yeah.
And trust me.
Yeah.
And Michael, you just said a little bit about it on the show earlier, being an ACA, which I call an ACA. It's an accredited claims agent. There's a special interview that we're starting your whole marathon for Vet Talk programs tonight on our 24th. So it's over at our 24-hour network. Again, in order to listen, you got to go to the internet. So it's not this 516 Live show that's over on Blog Talk. We have a whole nother separate